Greetings, and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, July 31st, 2025, and we have a great mix of technology headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
T-Rock Global's Retail 360 wins 2020-25 TWICE VIP Award for Innovation in Retail Technology. T-Rock Global's Retail 360 product has won the TWICE VIP Award for Innovation in Retail Technology. Developed in-house, Retail 360 is an AI-powered platform redefining in-store performance. CEO Brett Beveridge says it delivers smarter, faster, and more personalized experiences. The platform features six core AI-driven solutions and manages the retail execution journey from planning to analysis. Retail 360 uses AI, machine learning, and image recognition to provide clarity and control across retail locations. To learn more about how T-Rock Global is revolutionizing the retail landscape, visit trockglobal.com.
Corsha lands Cybernetics Ventures investment to set the standard for machine identity in robotics. Corsha, the first and only machine identity provider MIDP, purpose-built to secure machine-to-machine communication, announced an investment from Cybernetics Ventures. This investment will accelerate Corsha's mission to secure every machine connection across robotics and industrial autonomous systems. The growing need for secure identity and access management in robotics and physical AI is highlighted by this investment. Corsha's machine identity platform ensures continuous verification and authorization at machine speed and scale, bringing security benefits to manufacturing APIs and protocols. With robotics and physical AI transforming industrial operations, the demand for fine-grained machine identity and access control is increasing. Corsha's platform delivers cryptographic machine identities, dynamic authentication, and automated lifecycle management for millions of machine identities. The investment from Cybernetics Ventures joins other leading venture capital firms in Corsha's Series A1 round, totaling $18 million. Telvantis closes first half 2025 with $98 million plus in revenue, $1.8 operating profit, sees strong commercial momentum in June and beyond. Telvantis Inc., a U.S.-based technology-driven telecommunications and enterprise solutions provider, closed the first half of 2025 with over $98 million in revenue and $1.8 million in operating profit. This marks a substantial improvement over 2024 performance. The company saw strong commercial momentum in June 2025, with gross profits for the second quarter at approximately 5.2%. Telvantis's CEO, Daniel Contreras, noted the sharp recovery in business and the team's commitment to success. The company is focused on driving value for shareholders and is pursuing potential acquisitions to fuel growth. Telvantis' restructuring efforts in 2024 have resulted in a scalable and profitable model that is now rapidly expanding. The company will hold an investor call to discuss first half results and expects to close its initial acquisition in the coming weeks.
Telvantis closes first half 2025 with $98 million plus in revenue, $1.8 million operating profit, sees strong commercial momentum in June and beyond. Telvantis Inc., a U.S.-based telecommunications and enterprise solutions provider, closed the first half of 2025 with over $98 million in revenue and $1.8 million in operating profit. The company's strong commercial momentum in June and beyond has led to significant growth, surpassing its 2024 performance. Telvantis' revenue and margin trajectory is accelerating, positioning the company as a leader in the telecom technology space. With key revenue drivers like enterprise messaging and global expansion, Telvantis is delivering scalable growth. The company's restructuring efforts in 2024 have resulted in a profitable model that is now rapidly scaling. Telvantis plans to announce a H1 investor call, close its initial acquisition, and review first half-year results with auditors. For more information, visit Telvantis' website.
Landon Capital Partners exits iMemories in strategic sale to Ancestry. Landon Capital Partners, alongside Greens Farms Capital, has announced the strategic sale of iMemories to Ancestry. iMemories, based in Scottsdale, Arizona, is a market leader in digitizing memories, having served over 1 million families in the U.S. Ancestry, headquartered in Lehigh, UT, is a global leader in family history and genomics. Since LCP's investment in 2022, iMemories has doubled EBITDA, expanded internationally, and enhanced its technology. The acquisition aims to help families preserve memories across generations. iMemories founder and CEO, Mark Rukavina, expressed gratitude for the support from LCP and Greens Farms Capital. The buyer, Ancestry, sees the acquisition as a way to enrich family storytelling experiences. Gigi Clarity plus Leonis acted as financial advisor to iMemories.
Ball Corporation's board declares quarterly dividend and elects new officer. Ball Corporation's Board of Directors has declared a quarterly cash dividend of 20 cents per share, payable on September 16, 2025, to shareholders of record as of September 2, 2025. In addition, the board has elected Edmund Ted Doering as the new Chief Information Officer, CIO, of Ball Corporation. Ted brings over 30 years of global IT leadership experience, previously serving as CIO at Berry Global and Chief Digital Officer at Emerson Electric. Ball will announce its second quarter 2025 earnings on August 5, 2025, followed by a quarterly conference call at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. For more information, visit Ball's website at www.ball.com/investors. Trading Technologies and Seven Ridge choose Thoma Bravo to continue TT's growth. Trading Technologies International, a global capital markets technology platform services provider, announced a partnership with Thoma Bravo and Seven Ridge for the next phase of growth. Thoma Bravo, a leading software investment firm, and Seven Ridge, TT's current owner, will join forces to propel TT forward. The transaction is expected to close in Q4 2025. CEO Justin Llewellyn-Jones expressed excitement for this collaboration, stating that TT is now in its strongest position yet to become the operating system for the capital markets. Thoma Bravo's senior partner, AJ Rode, highlighted TT's potential for accelerated growth and market leadership. With Thoma Bravo's expertise and resources, TT aims to meet the increasing demand for speed, reliability, and innovation in the financial markets. Grant Thornton to expand advisory practice by joining forces with Auxys. Grant Thornton, a leading brand in professional services, is expanding its advisory practice by joining forces with Auxys, a pioneer in Latin American outsourcing and business modernization services. By acquiring Auxys, Grant Thornton will enhance its advisory services entity, Grant Thornton Advisors LLC, offering services in strategy, transformation, operations, M&A, technology, finance, sales and marketing, data, AI, cybersecurity, and tax. Auxys provides tech-enabled nearshore outsourcing services in finance, IT, HR, customer service, and industry solutions. The deal will strengthen Grant Thornton's full-service advisory offering, powered by AI and advanced technologies, and expand its multinational footprint. The transaction is expected to close later this year, subject to standard conditions.
NewNet Secure Transactions and Edisol Electronic Data Interface Solutions Limited, Jamaica. Join hands to transform secure payment transactions in Jamaica. NewNet Secure Transactions and Edisol Electronic Data Interface Solutions Limited, Jamaica have partnered to revolutionize secure payment transactions in Jamaica. NewNet is deploying its Total Control STG systems in collaboration with Edisol, enhancing customer experience with faster payments and high transaction security. This cutting-edge payment platform offers unmatched features like scalability, cryptographic operations, and secure traffic handling. The partnership aims to provide secure and efficient payment solutions in Jamaica and the wider Caribbean region, enabling future payment initiatives. The Jamaican Acquiring Bank will benefit from enhanced security and operational efficiency, allowing rapid rollout of new services and impressive returns on investment. For more information, visit newnet.com or contact Traxcom Info at newnet.com. Contact R. Lawrence at edisoljamaica.com for information about Edisol Electronic Data Interface Solutions Limited, Jamaica.
Q&A with Brian Thompson, Senior Vice President at Trax International. Brian Thompson, Senior Vice President at Trax International, oversees Army programs at the U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground and supports the Navy Integrated Training Environment Program. Trax has been delivering high-quality testing and evaluation services for 4 decades. Their workforce includes technicians, engineers, operators, and former military specialists. The key to their successful workforce management is a mix of long-tenured careerists and early career personnel, all committed to continual improvement. Trax's Grow Your Own philosophy focuses on upskilling and promoting from within. Safety is paramount in their work, with ongoing risk assessments and safety huddles before every test. Staying ahead of evolving technologies involves heavy investment in upskilling and anticipating future needs. Thompson's advice for building a high-performing workforce is to recognize and appreciate employees for their contributions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.